we have to also go back a little bit into the Bible to pull out some stories there, and you've basically have looked at them and investigated them. One, of course, has to do with the Israelites at the time that escaped slavery in Egypt. Tell me how come that is important in the context of your investigation.
Well, the destruction of the Minoan civilization, be it Atlantis or not, occurs around about, as I say, 1350, 1400, something like that, BC. Now, at exactly the same time, I mean, we haven't got exact dates given in the Bible, but you can pretty much work out when things are supposed to have happened, when it says somebody lives for so many years and somebody else's reign takes place and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around about that period of time, which most biblical scholars agree, is when the Exodus story is set in the Bible, and that is when the Israelites are enslaved in Egypt. Moses sees God in a burning bush, and God tells Moses to return to the Pharaoh of Egypt and say, set my people free. You've seen the thing with Charlton Heston.
Yes.
There he goes back to the Egyptian Pharaoh. The Egyptian Pharaoh refuses to let the slaves go. So God then punishes the Egyptians by inflicting them with a series of what the Bible describes as plagues. What we would normally think of plagues as illnesses, but this isn't just illnesses. These are a series of disasters. And they include the sky going dark for days on end during the hours of supposed daylight. You've got fiery hailstones falling from the sky, setting light to things. You've got cattle falling dead in the fields. You've got people with boils all over their bodies, and a series of other 10 of these plagues, which suddenly devastates Egypt to such an extent that the Pharaoh is then forced to let the Israelites go, because according to Moses, it's God's work that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they flee Egypt. Now, this just so happens to be happening, if it's based to some degree on some historical event, it happens to be happening exactly the same time as this huge volcanic eruption on the island of Thera in the Aegean is getting rid of the Minoan civilization. So I began to think, is there some connection here? You've got a disaster in one place and a disaster in another. Is there some kind of connection?
Well, there very well could be, and that's what's so fascinating. And it's very possible, you could look at it two ways, that that the hand of God worked with natural calamities as opposed to supernatural calamities, or Moses just lucked out. Something happened, and he used that as an excuse. I guess you can look at both of those, can't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look at it this way. It's nothing irreligious to say that a natural disaster could have caused the 10 plagues of Egypt. I mean, after all, if you look at the story of Noah in the Old Testament, the flood that wipes out virtually everybody is God's flood. God says, right, mankind's wicked, we're going to wipe them out with a flood. And this happens. But he didn't just say, according to the Bible, right, we're going to wipe mankind out with a click of my fingers or a blink of the eye and then just, right, they've gone. He actually uses his own natural phenomena, if you like, to destroy the earth. In other words, he uses rainfall, and it's supposed to rain for 40 days to 40 nights. So so you have events that God brings about in the Old Testament being his own natural events. He doesn't just make it not be anymore. So there's nothing irreligious about suggesting that a opportune volcano erupted at the time that the Egyptians were keeping the slaves in the Israelite slaves in captivity, and this helped to let them go.
We have in the United States, Graham, something called Yellowstone National Park. And in that particular region, we have a caldera, which in simple terms is almost like an underground volcano. Instead of sticking above the ground, this caldera is underneath the ground and could very well be the super volcano of the planet. If it erupts, and believe it or not, it's 40,000 years overdue, it could devastate the entire planet, simply the United States, but the entire planet. So this volcano, Thera, which was about 500 miles from the coast of Egypt, if it was a big one, could have affected Egypt as well then, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can use another example, a very similar volcano to the volcano that happened at Thera, in the United States. In 1980, Mount St. Helens in Washington State.
Which is rumbling again, by the way.
Is it? Oh, I didn't hear this.
Oh, yeah, very slowly, but they've had some lava flows coming out of that thing again.
Oh, dear. Well, that I mean, nobody, when that first went, I mean, it had been inactive for years, and then people knew that there was eruption was going to happen in 1980, but they had no idea how big it is. I mean, there are different types of volcanic eruptions, one where lava spews out the top, and so forth, but the most damaging and devastating is when a volcano literally blows its top. Now, that is when the magma under the earth, the lava, builds up a pressure so huge that it literally blows the top of the mountain off, or the side of the mountain off, in the case that happened with Mount St. Helens. Now, when this happens, huge boulders, huge chunks of the earth are thrown up literally miles into the air. In the case of Mount St. Helens, a huge cloud of volcanic debris, a volcanic fallout cloud, if you like, plumed upwards to around about, I think somebody figured it out, it's about 50 miles up some of these things were going.
Oh, my gosh.
It's huge. Around the volcano, I think pretty much anyone within 10 miles of it didn't stand much of it. Some people did miraculously survive, but pretty much anyone living within 10 miles of it didn't really have much of a chance of survival. Animals and other creatures in the woods, birds and so forth, all brought down. But that's not so much the most surprising thing about the huge volcano that erupted there. Within a day or so, people living in the states of Montana, a town called Billings, they suddenly, in the middle of the day, this cloud drifted, volcanic cloud drifted over their town, and it went completely dark. And it was dark for days, a good couple of days on end. Complete pitch blackness. I've seen the films of the cars with their headlights driving midday. They couldn't see a thing. Now, interestingly enough, 500 miles, that is pretty much 500 miles from the Mount St. Helens eruption,